is a drunkard. My mother, she is dead, and I am just an orphan child, no place to lay my head. All through this world I wonder, they drive me from their door. Someday I'll find a welcome on heaven's golden shore. Now if to me you'll listen, I'll tell a story sad. How drinking rum and the gambling hell have stole away my dad. My mother is in heaven, where God and the angels smile. And now I know she's watching a lonely orphan child. We all were once so happy and had a happy home, till Dad he went to drinking rum, and then he gambled some. He left my darling mother, she died of a broken heart. And as I tell my story, I see your teardrops start. Don't weep for me and mother, although I know it is sad. But try to get someone to cheer and save my poor lonely dad. I'm awful cold and hungry. She closed her eyes and sighed. Then those who heard her story knew the orphan child had died.
And that was the great Jimmy Rogers and a song called it A Drunkard's Child. I offer that to you as a moral lesson, because heaven knows the people that listen to WFMU, well, they have some moral problems, I'm sure. Very sinful people. I am too, but my sins are better than yours. This is Courtney T. Edison, the Old Codger. I'm filling in for the Antique Phonograph Hour tonight. I'm so happy to be here. They'd have to let me do at least one show a year. It's a grandfather, guess it's a great, 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 great grandfather clause in my contract with the radio station. So I'm here for 1 hour, filling in for Mac, Antique Phonograph Hour, WFMU. I'm Courtney T. Edison, the Old Codger. I've got puffing me away on a Rancho Malario cigar. Got me a bottle of Sly Weezer bourbon. And on this show, just remember, in my monologues, I am offering you my version of the truth. Some of my jealous rivals on staff have accused me of stretching the truth. This is true. But it's not like that's a bad thing, because by stretching the truth, I'm offering you a bigger, broader truth. My truth is larger than it appears in your rearview mirror. My colleagues, my provincial colleagues, they can't handle my supersized truth. Their truth is puny. Mine is bigger than King Kong, and every bit is terrifying. So don't get too near my truth. It will eat your truth for lunch. Yes, big truths eat little truths. So believe my truth. You've trusted your own for a long time, and look where it's gotten you. You're wretched, and you're miserable, and you're in debt, and you listen to WFMU, and you've got lousy taste in music. So I'm here to educate you and give you, to bring you the word and the music and the words. So here are some words and some music on 78 RPM Records only.
At Words Poetic, I'm so pathetic that I always have found it best, instead of getting them off my chest, to let them rest unexpressed. I hate parading my serenading, as I'll probably miss a bar. But if this ditty is not so pretty, at least it'll tell you how great you are. You're the top, you're the Colosseum, you're the top, you're the Louvre Museum. You're a melody from a symphony by Strauss. You're a Bengal bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet, you're Mickey Mouse. You're the Nile, you're the Tower of Pisa, you're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless checker, total wreck, a flop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me why it should be true that I get a kick out of you. Some get a kick from cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, that would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some girl in the skies. My idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you. You're the top, you're Mahatma Gandhi, you're the top, you're Napoleon Brandy, you're the purple light of a summer night in Spain, you're the National Gallery, you're Garbo Celery, you're cellophane. You're sublime, you're a turkey dinner, you're the time of a Derby winner. I'm a toy balloon that has faded soon to pop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
There's lots of people wandering round this town, up and down, all around. They all look lonesome, but I've always found they never pick on me. I wear those nifty clothes, I show my fancy holes, but nobody seems to see. 'Cause everybody's got somebody, everybody but me. I had a sweetie, both my joy and pride. He kissed me once, laid down and died. Every
take a chance. I'm grabbing anything that's fresh in pan. Cause everybody's got somebody, everybody but me. In moving pictures I have often seen some blonde queen on the screen. I tried the methods on a man I met, so his love I would get. I made those boo-boo lamps just like the movie vamp. I believe he's running yet. Everybody's got somebody, everybody but me. I had a sweetie, ooh, my joy and pride. He kissed me once, laid down and died. Everybody's got somebody, even birds in the tree. I'm getting desperate and I take a chance. I'm grabbing anything that's left in hand. Cause everybody's got somebody, everybody but me.
About taxation, no, not much, long as legislators give the nation syncopation. We the people have to keep happy, have to keep snappy. We the people gotta have rhythm and song. Yes, yes.
And give it to us.
We, the people.
Boy, you know what Liza said about you, Ben?
What?
Said she ain't had no loving since the Lord knows when.
No.
Said her love you can't supply.
Who can?
And I'm gonna tell you just the reason why.
Why?
Old ladies creeping upon you. That sign ain't on lie. Old ladies creeping upon you, sure you're born to die.
Now, listen, old man, let me get you told.
Mm-hmm.
You done got too doggone cold.
Mm-hmm.
You call yourself a raisin' man.
Yeah.
And you can't even raise your hand.
Why?
Cause
old ladies creeping upon you. That sign ain't on lie. creeping upon you, sure you're born to die.
Boy, once a man and twice a child.
Yeah.
Your thoughts are just enough to run you wild.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty girls you have chance to meet.
I love them.
You can't do nothing but eat and sleep.
Yeah.
Old age is creeping upon you. That sign ain't no lie. Old age is creeping upon you. Sure you're born to die.
When you were 22, every night and day.
Yeah.
You run around and give all your goodie away.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're so old, nobody wants your kind.
Mm-hmm.
All you got now is just a willing mind.
Why?
Cause
old age is creeping upon you. That sign ain't no lie. Old age is creeping upon you. Sure you're born to die.
Boy, you taken a gal home last night about 4:30.
Yeah.
And she was living up on the 10th floor.
Mm-hmm.
You got on the 3rd floor and she looked around.
Then what?
She saw you was an old man and she turned you down.
Yeah. Then,
old age is creeping upon you. That sign ain't no lie. Old age is creeping upon you. Sure you're born to die.
I feel sorry for you, the way you stand.
Yeah.
You need a prescription from your doctor, man.
Yeah.
Better get yourself some medicine before it's too late.
Uh-huh.
So you can get your business.
Why?
Cause
old age done crept upon you. That sign ain't no lie. Old age done crept upon you. Sure you're born to die.
Boy, you can't make good, so you too sad.
Yeah?
Why don't you tell somebody who's your dad? You can tell them now before it's too late.
Yeah?
And cause somebody gonna get your business straight.
Why?
Old age is creeping upon you. That sign ain't no lie. Old age is creeping upon you. Sure you're born to die.
Man, that was a great old 78 from Pig Meat Pete and Cat Juice Charlie. They were actually Kid Wesley Whistlin and Harry McDaniels. They were a couple of buddies recording under a different name. And that was called Old Age is Creeping Upon You. Before that, we heard the great Fats Waller, man who died too soon. He's only 43 when he passed away at Christmas Day, 1943. And we heard Fats Waller singing We, the People. Marion Harris, old girlfriend of mine. We dated briefly back 1918. As I seem to recall, I outlived her. Marion Harris, everybody but me. And we heard Harry Jacobson doing a little Cole Porter medley there. You're the top, and I get a kick out of you. This is the old codger, Courtney T. Edison. I'm filling in tonight for my friend Mac, dubbed the Antique Photograph Hour. Speaking of old age creeping up on you, that's me. I am creeping up on you, and I embody old age. But, if I can't take it with me, I'm not going. That's why I'm still here. I've outlived 5 generations of actuaries. The reason Social Security's gone bankrupt is because I haven't died yet. That's why. Speaking of old people, I am the senior staffer here at WFMU, and I've got shoes older than you. Yes. Well, anyway, I'm taking the initiative because we have so many aging staff members here. I've noticed. I look around at these people all hunched over. They're just these poor people here at WFMU, the staffers. You might not be aware of this, but there's a lot of old people programming the radio here, not just me. So I'm taking the initiative of helping my fellow staffers, my aging fellow WFMU staffers. I'm signing them up for senior care services. We have so many aging DJs, it's going to become a problem over the years. Funny thing is, many of these older DJs show very few signs of adult behavior. It's very paradoxical, you know. Someone should undertake a scientific study of this phenomenon. In fact, if you listen to the music that the WFMU DJs play on their programs, many of these drooling cretins, I think they're obviously borderline insane. They are senile hippies. And their symptoms are aggravated by decades of heavy drug use. They cannot take care of themselves. these people need compassionate caregivers. Well, I'm here to announce that affordable care is available. My friend Rummy Delbarton owns a senior care agency. He's my friend, and despite the fact that he's inebriated 80% of the time in his waking hours, he takes care of business. So, Rummy showed me he has over a half a million satisfied clients who are former disc jockeys. He showed me their names on index cards. I didn't count them all. He said it was a half a million. That's good enough for me. I explained to him the problem at WFMU with all these aging staffers, and he said, let me handle this. So I gave Rummy, station manager Ken, I gave him his home phone number. Told him, give him a call. You know, station manager Ken is very old. He's had the same phone number since 1933. I'll give it to you. And you can call station manager Ken on his home phone. Go get a pencil. I'll wait. Okay, you're back. Got a pencil. Here's station manager Ken's phone number. He's had the same phone number since 1933. Ken's phone number is 12. Did you write that down? Okay, give him a call sometime and tell him. Tell him to get some younger staffers here on the radio. Well, anyway, I'm here to play good music. Unlike the crap that you hear the other 23 hours around the clock here. So here is some great all 70 RPM records.
his gal named Mandy Brin. She plainly stated she was aggravated as she shouted out to him, "Aggravating, Papa, don't you try to two-time me. I said two-time me. Aggravating, Papa, treat me kind, oh, let me be.
Thank you.
Man, that's a great 78 from Joe Hames and his orchestra and the vocals by Roy Wager. And it's called Lazy Bones, sung by many people. That's 78 RPM record. That's all I play here. No vinyl, no M3P digital, no compact disc, no cassette, no cartridge. It's all 78 RPM records. That's why the music is so good. We heard Sophie Tucker, another old girlfriend of mine, and also one of my, Sophie was one of my favorite singing groups. We heard Aggravating Papa from Sophie Tucker, Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra with the great Bix Beiderbecke on the cornet, and they did Trumbology. And we heard China Boy, the old standard China Boy, done by Gorny Kramer. Well, I'm here to give you the bad news. This is WFMU. That's pretty bad. Although I'm here, the codger, for 1 hour. Courtney T. Edison, the old codger. Filling in for the Antique Photograph Hour. That'll be back next week with Mac. Well, so I located a rare 78 RPM record by Toggy Scrotum and his birthday suit Playboys. Good old Toggy Scrotum. This was on the Rectaphone label. It was very rare Toggy Scrotum. It was Sack of Blues on one side and the Blue Scrotum Stomp on the B side. Old favorite. And I was going to play it. I brought it down here. But the fellow who was sitting here before me, Nick the Bard, he was doing the board operating for the previous show. He sat on it. He sat on my Toggy Scrotum 78. So, it doesn't exist anymore. At least not in the form it used to. Not in any practical form. So if you have a copy of that Toggy Scrotum 78, well, it's even more valuable now than it was 45 minutes ago. Well, let me give you some advice. Some of you people ask me about cleaning your 78 RPM records. Well, let me tell you what you should use. This is advice coming from the old codger that all I deal with is 78 RPM records. I know how to take care of them. I have millions of them in my bunker on Springdale Avenue in East Orange. Well, the best way to clean them is, might surprise you, furniture polish. Yes, you pour some furniture polish on a rag. You can use torn out pages from old Zonophone catalogs, and you wipe the polish on the disc surface, and you leave it there for 6 months, and it burns away the nasty crud. Then you go back 26 weeks later, and you wipe off the greasy slop, and you enjoy the smooth, silky sound. That's been known to make Kid Wesley Wilson sound like Russ Columbo, if that's your idea of sonic improvement. It's not mine. Which is why I don't clean my 78 RPM records. I don't. I do never clean them. The decades of dirt make the records more enjoyable to my ears. Yes, don't forget, I'm the guy who's campaigning for a constitutional amendment declaring surface noise the national anthem. I'm working hard. But you know what? They're not listening to me. Maybe what I need to do is circulate a petition or something, get some signatures. That'll help. Well, running out of time here. I only got an hour, so I'm going to play some more 78. I'm going to play another one by Sophie Tucker. She's my favorite. My favorite group. Here she is, Sophie Tucker.
With a big physique, to stop flirting with me, I'm not to be had. I'm changing my fad. Tell that potty with a curly hair, who winked at me before, that I just got rid of one, and I don't want any more. I do what I like, whenever I like. I like what I love, and love when I like. But I'm not taking orders from no one. I don't have to sigh, don't have to cry, don't answer why, don't have to lie. But I'm not taking orders from no one. I test them, muss them, and fuss them. Just stepping round. Yes them, mess them, then I'll guess them. Oh, what a hound. I'm not gonna bark at nobody's track. There'll be no cold feet parked on this mama's back. But I'm not taking orders from no one. Whenever I choose, I go where I choose and take what I choose. But I'm not taking orders from no one. I've got no weeds in my patch, no eggs to hatch. My heart's unattached, my door is unlatched. But I'm not taking orders from no one. I book 'em, hook 'em, squeeze 'em and tease 'em. That's all I know. Meet 'em, greet 'em, fret 'em and cheat 'em. Then I let 'em go. I'm not gonna get into any new scrape. I'm not getting thin, but I'm keeping my shape. And I'll not take orders from no one.
mustn't syncopators go in slow. Look at those demonstrators talk of town. Green and brown, picking them up and laying them down by your friends in school. That's what they like to call them there in a class all alone. The only way for them to lose is to cheat them. You may tie them, but you never beat them. Spread your stuff, boy, you won't do nothing different. Cakewalking babies from home.
He's mean as can be. He's a
Yeah, that was, Kate Smith and the Harmonians. The Harmonians were the orchestra, Kate Smith was the singer, and Moaning Low. Clarence Williamson, Blue Five, did Cakewalking Babies from Home. We heard from the great Margaret Young, as she sang about Big Bad Bill, his Sweet William Now, and Sophie Tucker, I Ain't Taking Orders from No One. She speaks for me, too. Well, I've only got a few minutes left, George Codger. Fill it in for Mac Antique Phonograph Hour. He'll be back next week. I did get a request from somebody named Andy. He wants to hear Annette Hanshaw. Well, I confess that Annette Hanshaw's voice causes me great discomfort, and I wouldn't want to share that discomfort with my audience. Not that I'm above inflicting sonic pain on you, but not willfully so. And I find Annette Hanshaw's voice to be cruel and unusual punishment. It's very harsh. Oh, it sounds sweet, but it's poisonous. Trust me. Even you poltroons in the audience don't deserve a dose of Annette Hanshaw. So instead, since I only have a few more minutes left, here's some Francis King.
Doorbell rings. He's never late. He always brings a lovesick smile, a heart aglow. He always sings this tale of woe. Oh, who keeps me worried the whole day through? Oh, gee, Jenny, it's you. Who makes me happy, then leaves me blue? Oh, gee, Jenny, it's you. It's not Emmeline, it's not Angeline, it's not Adeline. Who can make me pine? So why should I tell you? I thought you knew. Oh, gee, Jenny, it's you. Each night at 10, he starts to go, one kiss and then, for an hour or so, he says goodnight. For years it seems, I hear his song in all my dreams. The whole day through. Oh, gee, Jenny, it's you. Who makes me happy, then leaves me blue? Oh, gee, Jenny, it's you. It's not Emmeline, it's not Angeline, it's not Adeline. Who can make me pine? So why should I tell you? I thought you knew. Oh, gee, Jenny, it's you.
We're back together, dear, where we first met. We've been apart so long. We're back together, dear, loving and yet, sweetheart, there's something wrong. I see the same old moon, the same old you, but not the same old you. The same old place, the same embrace, but not the thrill I knew. be. Please tell me, hon, because I can see that it's the same old moon, the same old June, but not the same old you. Just like it used to do. The same old night in June thrills me with love, but still, sweetheart, I'm blue. I see the same old moon, the same old you, but not the same old you. The same old place, the same embrace, but not the thrill I knew. You love someone. Can it be? Please tell me, hon, because I can see that it's the same old moon, the same old you, but not the same old.
Well, that wraps up the Old Codger program. I'm all out of time. Got to make way for Tom Does the Best Show and WFMU. Just heard from Johnny Marvin. And same old moon, same old June. And Francis King gave us G, Jenny, it's you. Well, Old Codger Courtney T. Edison has been me, filling in for the Antique Photograph Hour. I'd like to say hello to all my friends out there. All tuned in, Red Butler, Rummy Delbarton. We got Andy Sr. We've got a new listener, Nestor D. Sorrento. Molasses Hathaway is out there. My agent, Lola Bell Pancake. And Woody Fishcakes Clooney. And Oogie Wawa. He's a doddering old crony of mine. Hello to all my friends out there. Well, stay tuned for Tom Best Show on WFMU. This is WFMU. He starts WMFU Mount Hope.
Best show.
You just say that I was on the air at WFMU, and then I asked you if I was on the air at WFMU.
Hi, Tom. This is Sasha from Oklahoma.
This is caller Erica from Baltimore.
Hey, Tom. This is Ramsey Greenblatt.
This is John Chow.
I hate that guy.
Mort Rimbley. Mitt Romney.
Who's that?
Well, then I would flick the cane, and I would slash you in the face.
I have literally been in 1,000 fights.
Come on, sports ball.
Come on.
Who's this?
Gingivitis.
Yeah. They have ring baloney at the Wawa.
I'm Julie.
This is Jerry and Boulder.
Hey, Tom. This is Jason Groove.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Todd Newbridge. Todd Palin.
My name is Mustafa.
Larry DePerl.
He's taken 63 different pills.
It's Matthew Tompkins.
Sounds like you're running your voice through some sort of
modulator.
No, I'm not running through a modulator
either.
Hey, Tom, it's Office
of
Tom.
Bonnie.
Thomas Ken Rogers.
Tom, it's Julie Klausner.
It's Julie Klausner.
My name is Dylan Milford. I'm the president of the Los Angeles chapter of the Spike Fan Club.
Martin from Edison.
This is Paul F. Tompkins from Hollywood, California.
Yeah, you got Clark out here in New Jersey.
Clark?
Yeah.
Lori.
Lori from?
Miami.
Ready? Coming.
Who is?
You'll find out.
Make you eat the Bible.
You are creepy and I'm hanging up on you. Boing.
It's Kurt Gaistburn.
Gaistburn?
Yes.
Hey, Tom, it's Ted.
Ted Leo.
Hi, Tom, it's DJ Terry T.
I said it's Bill down in Millersville, Maryland.
It's Omar? Really?
Yeah, hey, Tom, it's Maniac FOT.
I'm saying Colfin. Not Colfin.
Sociology, yeah. Anthropology. We're all going to get degrees at the end.